the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Would you be mad at if this happened to you, if some spike strips were in the highway that weren't meant for you? Would you freak out, get fussy?
Absolutely.
I would not care for that at all.
Turns out some mistakes were made.
Well, spike strips are supposed to give law enforcement a good way to stop dangerous drivers.
But it's not in your sights. Craig Smith reports in tonight's Operation Safe Roads report. An innocent driver says DPS and spike strips put her and other drivers in danger.
When you're driving, you have enough to worry about from other drivers. But a Tucson woman says Arizona DPS did something that disabled her car and left her by the side of the road.
I'd really like for him to stand up straight.
Was it spike strips? Like, why is he being coy? They've already told us 51 times after the person explained what spike strips do. Mm-hmm. And yes, he is bent over.
Yeah, and it says it right below him. It's like, yeah, right there, big print.
Yep.
Kim Ajita says on Saturday she was headed up I-10 to celebrate her mother's birthday. She says near Casa Grande, she saw other drivers hit their brakes as a DPS trooper crouched near the side of the road.
And in a split second, went over whatever's in the road, realized something horrific happened. At that moment, putting two and two together, realizing my tire, or later find out two tires, are flat, trying to navigate my way off the freeway going 70, 75 miles an hour.
She drove 10 miles while calling her dad to see.
Because she thought something was wrong with her car.
And no, it worked out. She was already on 911 complaining about her wrong hamburger.
Okay, so the dad thing hits a little close to home.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you don't think this?
I said that from experience.
Anytime I have issues with cars, I call my dad immediately. I'm like, Dad, what's going on with this? He's like, I am not there. I am also not a mechanic for cars.
Yeah. Try putting some gas in it.
Yeah.
And also, girls will drive on flats for years and years and years and years.
Oh, man. Me and Steve and Kelly were at an event recently, and they were doing a hiring event. We were all hanging out outside when it was still warm out. Some guy drove by on the rim. And there were, 15 of us out there? Yeah. And all of us were like, all right, man, no, stop driving. You're ruining the rim. And then he was going super slow in the four ways around. We're like, okay. Everybody's like, he's gonna pull into that driveway. And he went past the driveway, and we're all yelling, no, no, man.
And then we watched him go past like three more driveways.
Yeah, and then didn't he stop in the road?
I think so.
Yeah, we're like, you're the worst.
Well, the stretch of highway we were on, it's like an industrial stretch, but you can see for a while.
Yeah.
And we were all just watching him. It felt like 5 straight minutes of just watching this guy who knew exactly what was going on, but refused to acknowledge it.
Yeah, but you know, if you go slow enough, then it won't hurt the rim.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. True. Mm-hmm.
So he must. Yeah, he probably
into that.
He probably knows it. He's probably been putting air in that tire forever. Like every morning, he has to stop at a gas station, put some air in the tire, and he just couldn't do it that day. Yeah. He was running late.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't afford like the $9 it cost to get it plugged.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I know that because I've been there too, where I'm like, boy, this tire just goes flat every day. Better put more air in it.
By the way, speaking of air, what a that's the latest thing to be monetized in a scam by gas stations, because it used to always be free.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then it was throw a quarter in and it would go long enough you could fill all four tires if you wanted. And we had a rental car a few weeks ago that the tire needed air about every 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to fill it up on the way to College Station and then on the way back. And both times the gas station we stopped at, it had a big sign that said, get 3 minutes of air for $5. And I was like, $5 for air?
Oh, my gosh.
And they had a card skimmer.
Wow.
Yeah. And we said, okay, and then lubed up and did it because there was no other plan.
Dude.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think that's the last time that I was like I got really excited for something free, because I've driven out of the way to go to like tire shops that have free air, because either the thing doesn't have a credit card reader because I never have change, or I just want free air and I don't believe they should charge for it. Whatever, just my belief. But yeah, I got to a gas station. I needed air, and so I'm waiting behind a dude. He drives off. I get out and I see that there's still time left on it. I was like, yes,
yes,
oh, yes, yes. Like I saved 75 cents, but still it was like I won the lottery.
It was,
I was like, free
though.
Air.
It's like finding a parking meter that still has time on it. You're like, oh, I would have never been able to afford $2.25 before I spent $30 on lunch.
Seriously,
the worst
man.
Is when you put in money, though, and then you take it and you realize the prong is messed up on the inside of the
nozzle.
It doesn't work.
Oh, that's what I looked for.
Yeah.
But this is a deep dive on air for
it
tires.
It really is. But you know what? Clearly, it's very relatable.
Everyone is upset. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's pissed at air in their tires.
They're fired
shaking,
up.
Shaking their angry fist at the radio. Yes. Right.
Take that, big air.
Yeah, you look around for cameras at that point, and then if there are none, you just start kicking the air machine.
All right. Do we need to reset?
Take that was my a long 75 cents.
Yeah, we really took a sidetrack. So this lady's upset that her tires got broken by spike strips, which were told are there to help slow down dangerous drivers.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal. Now, air being not free, that is a big deal.
Let me tell you about air.
Mm-hmm. Well, your spike strips.
With someone very close behind me, which I later realized was the suspect.
She says that suspect was someone DPS was trying to stop using a spike strip like this one. It plunges hollow spikes into a tire to let the air out and force a driver to stop.
Oh, is that how they work?
I thought they politely asked the tire to deflate.
That's cool. It's science. You learn science stuff sometimes.
So there you go.
In this demo, the officer pulls the strip back as soon as the right car hits the spikes. Kim Ajita says the suspect kept going, but she and several other drivers had to struggle to pull over without having a wreck.
Yeah, the driver got to keep going because she pulled all the spikes out.
Yeah.
God, in front of me, who also had a flat tire, she was traveling with a friend who was further back going up to Phoenix, who identified six other cars that she counted on the side of the road. And I later learned this was a 31-mile pursuit.
Boy, she has all of the details.
Yeah. She does.
Almost like she's all of the details. She has told this story to everyone that would listen.
Yes.
I don't blame her.
No,
it'd
I'm
be very frustrating.
Impressed. It would be really frustrating. The fact that they got seven cars, but not the suspect.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. I'd be so pissed.
Because there's an obvious resolution here. The police pay for her new tires.
Yes.
And then everyone.
Because I doubt they were like, hey, let's spike strip some cars. Yeah. That'll be fun. It's not dangerous at all standing by the highway.
I mean, they repair the damage to her vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That's
they
it.
Should, but.
End of story.
Yeah. That's what they should do, but it's not always.
That started about in Eloy or Picacho Peak.
Ajita feels by setting spike strips on a busy freeway, DPS needlessly put innocent drivers at risk.
Oh, she's lawsuiting it up.
I agree with her, though.
Yeah,
I mean, they spike stripped seven wrong vehicles on an interstate going 70 miles an hour.
Maybe everybody drives beige Tauruses. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It might be. Could be.
Seems like you need some, some training.
Yeah.
Innocent drivers at risk. The agency's own general orders on pursuits says in part, quote, all personnel involved in a pursuit shall continually evaluate the nature and seriousness of the offenses against the risk of initiating and continuing emergency vehicle operations and shall recognize the safety of the public is the primary concern. DPS troopers did come to check on her.
You know, it's just disappointing that the response from them was, sorry this happened, glad you're okay.
What did you want them to do, tase you?
Well, because I think they didn't offer to do anything else. She had to pay for the tow. Like, right now, she's had to pay for everything.
Okay, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So. I keep waiting. I mean, I keep assuming they're going to say that they have reached out to her and they are going to cover her expenses.
Oh, no. What they have reached out and done is said, hey, this is the thing you need to tell your insurance company. And this is all the paperwork you're going to have to do. And then you're going to have to go to three different body shops that will give you quotes that then we can approve of. And then once we approve of those, you still have to pay out of pocket. And then we'll send you a check in the mail.
Boy, I am on the other side now.
Yeah,
because that is ludicrous.
A city bus hit my car in Detroit. And that's what I had to do. Mm-hmm. And it was.
Don't give me homework.
Oh, it was so maddening because I'm like, you hit me. I had like three police reports written up and I called my insurance company and now I've got to go to three different body shops to give you guys a quote. No, just tell me which ones you work with here in this area and I will go there.
Right.
I want to be against this woman so badly, but
I know it, Steve. That's the same thing I'm doing. I'm like, but she's telling on people.
Such a major inconvenience.
Yeah, she is. She's 100% right.
She knows all the details.
She is. Yeah. She's got crazy talk to the manager face.
Well, she does. I mean, she does own that for sure, but she's wrong. She's right.
She does have the receipts.
Yeah. Right now, she's out $700 for the tow and for two new tires.
She says troopers did call a tow truck to take her car to a tire shop, but between tow truck fees and new tires, Ajita says she was out more than $700. She's had to file with DPS to try to get that money back. There's no getting back. The fright of a flat at high speed, the hours required to get back on the road.
It is. I've had a tire blowout before hauling ass, and it is.
I'm terrified of that thought.
It'll raise your eyebrows pretty fast.
Yeah, but
I mean, as long as you don't,
she's annoying.
As long as you don't panic, it's not usually too big of a deal, but it is a little scary.
She lives in a place that shouldn't be a place because they're taking all the fresh water.
Yeah.
You're part of the problem.
Colorado River can't even get to its destination now because of you, Tucson and Phoenix.
Yeah, way to go, desert person.
Or that birthday party for her mom. Craig Smith,
who's now dead, is just heaping it on. And she missed a birthday. And she had her favorite cake waiting for her.
The ice cream cake was melted in the back.
Well, that's a bummer. Hopefully everything works out. Yeah, she should. I mean, can't they just, like, reach into her purse, pull out any cash, go, "You're a drug dealer," and then give it back to her?
Yeah, I think that's usually the way.
Why don't they do that to some other poor sucker and then buy some tires with that money?
Yeah, right.
Whatever's left over, you can get yourself a margarita machine.
Pennies from heaven.
I want to know why they were chasing the suspects. Like, were they just speeding or were they murderers? Because that makes a difference, too. Like, if they were just speeding and they threw spike strips down, that's pretty stupid. If they know that they've got a couple murderers in the car or a kidnapping victim, okay.
Yeah.
That'd be really casual if she's like, "Why were these spike strips out there anyway?" "Oh, there's a couple murderers in that car."
Yeah.
"No big deal, but we thought we should stop them."
Yeah, I would have thought that the news would have found that out. Maybe asked.
Yeah, not good.
If it was a silver car, might have been a silver alert. We don't even know the color of the car, which we all know correlates to what alert it is.
Arizona, white,
probably. you don't want a color soaking up that heat.
No, that's just bat ass crazy.
What is the biggest runaround you've got for something that wasn't your fault? Kelly's is pretty hard to beat. A city bus hit your car while you weren't in it, and then had to do all of that stuff.
I had almost exactly the same scenario that Kelly had. My car was parked out front of our house and it was hit by a snowplow, just kind of clipped. So it wasn't a lot of damage, but it was enough where I had to do I had to take it to three different body shops, send them the estimates. And the estimates, like, one was $600, one was $900, and then there was one it was like $2,300, and then they just picked the lowest one.
Yeah,
send me a check for it. Yeah.
Was that like a private person or like a county?
No,
like
it was state the county.
Oh.
Yeah. So it took, surprisingly, it wasn't the worst to initiate it. Mm-hmm. Like, I called them up and they were like, "Okay, well, we're going to check." And then they said, "Yep, we did have a plow in your area at that time, and that makes sense." And plus, I had like video of. Like, you could, I went out to the street and I took a video of where clearly see the tracks through the snow and then hitting the side of my car. Yeah. But yeah, after that, though, it took like 3 months.
It's procedures that are soul sucking.
Why do I gotta do this?
Why don't you send an employee out? That'll be good for the economy. And then they can take my car around to three different locations.
Yeah. No.
Or let me just take it to one. And then whatever the bill is, let me just send it.
Yeah, I take it to the place that I normally go to. That's what you get.
Right. This is a reputable place that has been around for a long time. So that's where they're going.
Yeah. And more than likely, I'm going to have to go through my insurance. So it's going to be a place that my insurance has picked out as well. So, I mean, you could just make the process easier on the person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was so maddening. And I still haven't gotten it fixed. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not going to take my car into a body shop for 4 days now so they can do all whatever they need to do. Oh, my God. It's so inconvenient.
It's such a hassle.
Yep. It is.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.